Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I am your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Very few people are natural leaders. Most are followers. It's much easier to be a follower because you don't have to think or come up with ideas yourself. You just have to sit back and follow directions with little or no responsibility. Being a leader is tough work and often goes unrecognized. So why would you put yourself through all of that extra effort and risk for no gain? Well, because leaders step up and help others when they are needed. Now, I'm not talking about control freaks who always need to be in charge or those people who get a kick out of bossing other people around. Leaders step up when they're needed and step out when they're not. In a crisis situation, someone needs to take charge. Chances are, people are going to spend the first few minutes of the event staring at each other and wondering what to do and waiting for someone else to step up and provide direction. That person must be you, because it isn't going to be someone else. When you take command of the situation, be definitive. As I was taught in the military, give orders, act like you know what you're doing, and people will snap too. It doesn't need to be the perfect order, but whatever your gut tells you was probably in the right direction and a whole lot better than standing around and doing nothing. Few people listening to this podcast will ever be in a life and death situation. I know some will because the number of listeners to the show is large enough that means it'll happen to someone. Then, we also have a fair number of military, law enforcement, security, and first responders that listen, and they deal with life and death as part of their daily jobs. What I'm saying here is nothing new to them. They've already had this training. I've had to call 911 twice so far in my life, and one other time someone else called 911 while I provided aid and support until emergency services arrived. It's scary. You're constantly second-guessing yourself with every action you take. Am I doing the right thing? Am I helping or making it worse? Is there something more I could be doing? Don't let these thoughts freeze your actions. Just do what you feel is right. When you take charge of a situation, you need to assign specific tasks to specific people. What I mean by this is that calling out, "Someone call 911," will get you nothing. Everyone in the crowd will think that you mean someone else. As part of my lifeguard training, we were taught to pick someone out of the crowd, it didn't matter who, look him or her in the eye and say, you call 911. Everyone wants to be a hero, so giving a specific task associated with a crisis will make them feel good. That person now has a job, and he or she knows it, and the task is far more likely to be completed. This point was also made by Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman in his book, On Killing. And I'll quote here. Psychologists have long understood that diffusion of responsibility can be caused by the anonymity created in a crowd. It has been demonstrated in literally dozens of studies that bystanders will be less likely to interfere in a situation in direct relationship to the numbers who are witnessing the circumstance. End quote. So if you need help, pull a specific person out of the anonymity of the crowd and get him or her personally involved, otherwise your request may go unfulfilled. I'm going to close with two statements about relinquishing control. First, being a good leader also means being a good follower. If you come across a crisis situation and someone else is already working it, do not try to take control away. Ask how you can assist. If the person says he or she doesn't need help, then back off. Do not try to force yourself into the situation. If the person needs help, he or she will assign you something to do, and then you'll do it. Finally, when emergency services shows up, let them take over. I know this may sound strange, but sometimes people feel too much ownership of the situation and want to stay involved or in control beyond their point of usefulness. You have done your part. Let the emergency and medical professionals take over and do theirs. This is also the perfect time to plug first aid and CPR training. Everyone needs this training. I cannot stress this enough. If you teach martial arts, I see it as a requirement. No black belt instructor should be allowed on the mats without the certification. The Red Cross has a fantastic program, and it's around $50 and only takes an afternoon. This training saves lives. The class I take every so often is the First Aid plus Adult and Child CPR AED plus Infant CPR. The Los Angeles price is $65, and it might be less expensive in your area. The CPR procedure changes every so often, so if you haven't had a class in a few years, you're probably out of date. They are constantly refining and simplifying CPR to get it as effective while making it as easy as possible for anyone to do. I've been doing CPR training for so long that when I was first taught it, we started with a precordial thump and then looked for the xiphoid process to place our hands. They don't do any of that now. Also, the number of compressions has changed over time. Anyway, I don't want to get off on too much of a tangent here, but get certified, and if you haven't been trained in a few years, get a refresher course. The website to get all the information, find your local branch, find the local training times and costs, is redcross.org. And that'll do it for this week. If you have any tips you would like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
When hurricanes strike, people lose belongings, their homes, hope. This hurricane season is predicted to be severe. American Red Cross volunteers stand ready. You can help. Your $50 click on redcross.org can feed and shelter a child for a day. Text Red Cross to 90999 to give $10. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS and your $25 gift can make sure someone won't go hungry for the day. Every single donation brings hope. Text message and data rates may apply.
Practical Offense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com.